Welcome to Character Debates. I am law-abiding citizen Michael Harrison. In this episode, we are tackling law enforcement. Everyone knows that police are here to enforce the law and protect the public. How they accomplish that, does it matter? Apparently, an overwhelming amount of people say, yeah, it matters, Mike, you're a fucking moron. So, I want to find out more as I hear murmurs that the police uses way too much, and in some cases unnecessary, violence. One such murmur is more of a whine. He lives in an upscale area, and a local cop has apparently shot him 14 times. Here to talk about his story and argue that cops shouldn't be allowed to use force at all, we have James Von Vanderzup. Hey, James, how you doing over there?
Pretty good. Whiny, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
It is. Once you get shot more than a baker's dozen, it does tend to make you whine a bit. Sorry
yeah,
about
I
that.
I can tell, right?
Sorry if it's bugging you there.
I know. It's a little rough, but...
Also, my colostomy bag itches. Sorry to whine.
Okay.
Sorry to whine.
Okay. Now, let's...
I'm getting a rash from my cane. Sorry if that bugs you.
Yeah,
having to hear about that.
Can you stop it? All right.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Such a drama case over here. Anyways, your opponent is none other than the cop who shot you all 14 times.
Oh, Christ.
He loves using violence to defend the community he's out to protect and thinks that he should use it at all costs. Here to argue that cops should be able to use as much force as they want, we have Officer Garcia.
Hey. How's it going?
Good, my friend. How you doing over there?
Feeling great, lock and load, ready to shoot.
Yeah? Yeah. God damn. This is high stakes.
And I also want to say sorry for not getting the job done.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
You know
we'll try
you
to
did.
Keep him in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know what you did.
Well, here, to judge, we actually have an impressionable police officer who just graduated police academy and is wondering if he himself should use violence when he's on the beat. I am happy to have Skip Topsdale. Thanks for coming in, Skip. How are you feeling over there?
Good. Officer Skip, actually. You can call me Tops the Cops.
Yeah?
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I've been called. Excited to be here. Just got out of the academy.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
And I'm excited. I've seen those videos, you know, where the cops play basketball
yep.
with the kids and the, you know, the little black kids.
Yeah.
That's
not what he'll be calling them after a week around Garcia here.
Okay.
This is a total Anakin Skywalker situation.
Yeah,
he's about to go to the dark side.
All right.
No, I'm just excited to play basketball. That's my main thing at this point I want to do.
Is play basketball?
That's what I thought. On the way over here, there was some, you know, some kids. There was loud. People were loud on the subway. So I wanted to shoot them. So half me wants to play basketball. Half me wants to shoot people. I don't know where.
Wow, why don't you just become a coach?
Right,
because they don't have guns, hey?
Yeah, not yet. It is America, so hopefully soon.
Okay,
but,
yes,
you know, we don't know.
I think they might give it to teachers.
You see, that excitement reminds me of me when I was young. Welcome to Force, buddy.
I am so disturbed right now. I feel like he's Ethan Hawke, he's at Denzel Washington, and this is a prologue to Training Day.
I guess so.
I'm terrified, right? I'm going to get shot by two different cops by the end of this episode.
Don't worry.
Ends a little differently.
Well, if you play, you play basketball?
What? No, I mean, I love to. Funny story. Funny story. I can't get my jump shot real good. Not with the colostomy back.
Oh, wow.
Thank you again, Garcia.
Yeah, I caught him in the shoulder pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both, actually.
They
both
taught us
shoulder.
That in the academy.
Now, wait a second. Let's find out more about this, though. I'm going to go straight to opening statements. I want to start with James. James, in your opening statement, why do you think cops shouldn't use force? And explain, I guess, your relationship with Officer Garcia here.
Well, I may be slightly biased on the whole cops using force
yes.
thing due to my new nickname, Jimmy Holes, one that was lovingly given to me by the nursing staff, not my own idea. I was in a coma, actually. I woke up to that name. But, I just think we're past all that, you know? We're past shooting at people. I mean, they don't even carry guns in England. You know, I say let's take it one step further. Let's just stop beating people with billy clubs or throwing boomerangs at them like they do in Australia, whatever they do down there.
Wow, just nothing, hey?
Just nothing but positive reinforcement and good vibes.
Wow.
You can't run a country that way. I just got out of the academy. That's why we beat England in the war, so we could, you know,
go back to
people.
England. Move to England.
Yeah.
But you, sir, have never visited Sweden, all right? You break the law there, and they suck your dick until you don't want to commit crimes anymore, until you're too exhausted. It's a beautiful socialist utopia.
Okay. Well,
imagine all the cops sucking my dick instead of shooting me. You can call me a dreamer, but that's because I'm a lot of opiates that the government has to pay for. Because of what Officer Garcia
did. Do we have
clearance
for that song? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to break another law. Not around this guy.
There's recently a YouTube video in Sweden of somebody breaking and entering, and the guy was so scared, he couldn't even defend himself. Is that the country you want to live in? No. You want people to stand up for themselves. You want strong people.
Ooh, this is part of your opening statement, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. Sure.
Do I get an opening statement?
No.
Why not?
Because I talked to you. I don't know why are you on the fence between this topic? Like, why are you considering playing basketball with kids and wanting to shoot people?
Well, because I like basketball.
Yeah.
But most other activities, I just want to shoot people.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm in the middle.
No offense. I think
he's got to be shooting balls or shooting people.
Right, exactly.
That's his whole thing. Yeah, it's got to be one of the two.
This judge seems a little bit more on Garcia's side off the top.
He really does remind me of me a little bit. I wanted to play basketball with the kids.
But then
but then you get to know the kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not good.
Well, and let's that's fascinating. All right, let's get right into it then. I'm going to start with Officer Garcia.
You shoot kids.
Now, Officer Garcia.
He shoots kids. He shoots grown-ups. He shoots people's dogs.
Yeah.
You see that ring?
Don't care.
You see that ring?
Right.
Yeah.
First kid I shot, I took the ring right off him. I was
Jesus.
Like, I'm going to run
that's his
one.
Ring.
That's his ring.
The baby ring.
A little baby ring for a little pinky.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right.
Look at that. He's collecting trophies and everything. he's got
to be proud of your job,
a
right?
Dead porn star.
What do you do for work?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you do for a job?
For a job? Well, I used to sell insurance, but again,
somebody
can't make it up
me.
The stairs at the office. Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to think I wanted to get shot before I went to work every day, before I did. And then I'm like, well, now I got to work from home. Son
yeah.
of a bitch. COVID took care of that whole thing. Now
still
I can
sort
work
of sounds like you're winning, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
From everybody in his old office, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Were you hired by that son of a bitch, Jack?
Let's get over to Officer Garcia. Now, Officer, you were put in a very affluent neighborhood where your opponent lives. Granted, the crime is extremely low in the area, but it was also extremely low before you got there. You say using violence has benefited the neighborhood and made it safer. How so?
Well, crime has gone up statistically.
Yep.
And I don't want that crime to spread into my affluent area.
Yeah.
So in order to make sure they don't want to go there, they know not to fuck around.
Right.
You know, fuck around, find out.
Fair.
That's what I got to make sure.
That was day two. That was day two of the academy. It was fuck around and find out day.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus.
He taught us all about it. Okay.
So crime is spreading, and it's going to spread into his area unless they know that I ain't fucking around.
Okay, I get you. So, but don't you think maybe you would do better if you were put in a more unsafe neighborhood? Maybe that's the solution?
I mean, that could be it, but...
It'll give you more to do.
But they kind of scare me a little bit.
Oh, guys. Yeah? So, but, no. So you just like to be violent in places where you know you'll win.
Correct.
That's a strong.
I mean, I'd rather have my car keyed every now and then than, you know,
what he's saying
14
is he
holes that weren't there.
He wants to fuck around and not have to find out.
Yeah,
I get that. That was day three of the
game. I oddly can relate to that. That is a pretty good answer, actually. Now, let's go into some of the stuff. Your opponent here has said you use excessive force. Which, honestly, I think can be subjective.
Yeah, I hate to use the E word, but I have 14 bullet holes in my body.
Yeah.
14 of them.
One of the
had to reload twice. God damn it.
One of the times was when he accidentally dropped a chocolate bar wrapper on the ground, and you shot him twice because you said he was littering. When you shot him, he didn't even pick up the wrapper because he was too focused on crying in the fetal position. Why do you think shooting litterers is a solution?
One thing that I hate about certain cities that I don't want my city to turn into. You ever go into Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's trash everywhere.
It's a bit of a
trash
shibble.
Everywhere, garbage everywhere. Sure. Right now, our streets are clean. This guy's dropping rappers. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
You get popped for that.
Yeah, dude, this guy is stricter on littering than the prime minister of Singapore.
I know.
Even there, they think he's too goddamn rough there.
Yeah.
They said 14 times, what's wrong with just a cane? Why can't you just spank his ass with a cane in public?
Yeah. So I have to admit, because no one picked up the wrapper. You didn't even pick up the wrapper after you shot him.
Well, now that wrapper's a symbol.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everybody who passes that wrapper sees a little blood stain next to it. Yeah. They know not to litter. So I hope it stays there for, you know, to drive that message home.
Okay. That's...
It's sticking out of a giant spike out of the ground, like they did with the heads in Game of Thrones. It's creepy. It's got my blood on it.
Actually, I was thinking a little bit of Gangs of New York 5 points when I did that.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Let's jump off from that point then. So, James, what is it? You get shot 14 times.
Uh-huh.
Big deal. Yeah, don't you think, like Garcia pointed out, don't you think you're just taking one for the team? Now other people come.
No, I took 14 for the team.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You kind of miscounted there.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
But now other people who come near your area are likely to avoid committing crimes due to how it's policed. Isn't that really a win for you when you think about it?
I mean, not really. They're pretty much all shell-shocked, you know? It's kind of like watching people walk around the capital of North Korea. Yeah. It's really, you know, they all walk around praising dear Officer Garcia, hoping that they don't take one in the back of the head for jaywalking or littering or moving their head the wrong way, scratching in a suspicious manner.
Okay.
All kinds of things he shoots
North,
people
North Korea
for.
Gets a bad rap, but their streets are clean.
Yes.
We did take a field trip to North Korea in the academy. Yeah. Very clean place.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
They said ideal situation, it ends up like this. Now, I am neutral. I don't like the 14 shots.
But. Yeah, all right, nice.
No, so you're more like a moderate on the force, are you?
I'm a moderate.
Think I should have been shot single-digit times.
It's a new moderate.
Dropping
you know, they
a goddamn candy
right wing,
Jesus
these
Christ.
Days.
Yeah. My local police department is literally being trained by the North Koreans.
Yeah, maybe.
This is insane.
It's very exemplary.
This is insane.
Best case scenario.
Look at the smile on his face. Once that fades, those numbers would jump up.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be in a gulag eating rat burgers by the end of the week. This is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's go off that void then. What do you think about that, Garcia? He says that you can make people more resentful in the neighborhood on your beat because you hurt them. You know, apparently they don't get over it. So don't you think this negatively affects your job since people are less likely to feel comfortable around you when they have a problem?
All I know is when I walk down the street, I don't hear a damn peep.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. Do you think that's a good thing? You think they're scared of you?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's great. Think about it. Who?
All these law-abiding citizens who don't commit crimes are scared of you, and that feels all right?
But they're also scared of me. But once someone who walks into the neighborhood who they really should be afraid of, they're going to be happy I'm there. So yeah.
A litter bug. We hate littering in this podcast, don't we?
Out of curiosity, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to blindly trust cops? Cops are heroes. I think society has established this. And after all, to join the police academy, you need a high school diploma and 6 months of training to be a cop. That's a lot of work. You're saying that isn't enough effort to believe in their innocence when they shoot people? Are you some kind of conspiracy QAnon radical?
Yeah, I was reading on the QAnon website the other day that there's this guy that lives near me who was shot 14 times by the, oh, wait, that's me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's me. No, I don't want to trust blindly in police officers because if I have a blindfold on, I can't see Officer Leatherface over here coming.
But aren't your standards really high? Like, how else do we make cops better? They do high school.
Barely.
I was also a hall monitor. Number one narc in school. I got every year.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was great. On the basketball team. That's why I like basketball.
In high school, I got beat up.
Yeah.
I didn't run my mouth again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, I learned a few things in high school.
Yeah. He got his revenge eventually though.
Yeah. Hey.
Those bastards that used to beat him up and then drop candy wrappers right next to his locker.
I know, but that's what I mean. He went through high school. Clearly, he should be given this power. Why do you have such an anti thing against people who graduate high school and go through 6 months of training?
You need a bachelor's degree to wipe the ass of the elderly in this country anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Okay? The people that can't even do that are not fit to wipe the butts of the senior citizens, but we're going to give them guns and let them roam the streets like it's Mad Max and we're all fighting over a can of gasoline. It ain't that bad yet. Global warming hasn't taken society down to that level yet.
Hey, we make a little mess. We'll let these losers clean it up. It's a big deal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, once society falls, this guy is going to be outside the compound with the hockey mask on talking about just walk away. Yeah. You can spare your lives. Also, don't drop any candy wrappers.
And I'm not just a shooter, though. Let's you know what I mean? I like tasing. Tasing's funny.
Yeah.
You ever see someone get
tased? That was a fun day.
That
fun day.
The
tasing.
Oh, my God.
Tasing game.
Yeah, I haven't tased you yet.
Not yet. I think I was bleeding too bad.
Yeah. Coming soon.
I'm unconscious to do anything to get tased for.
I missed a step, my bad.
Yeah. The old escalation of force, right? The old chokehold, that doesn't work, taser.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. The new,
but then
the new
you just
thing
skip
is,
right to 14, huh?
It's that in reverse. It's the shoot and the tase and the chill.
There we go. Yeah.
Well,
there
actually,
so if you shoot someone 14 times and they still get up and keep going, you tase the zombie bastard.
That's what we were taught. Yeah,
all right.
Okay. I don't know if that's right or wrong.
When you tase a body, it's got a few bullet holes in it. You ever see like a sprinkler on low power? It kind of does that a little bit.
Like at the water park.
God,
it's like a Fiji cannibal's summer vacation. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
I feel like you're bonding over
now.
This.
Not gonna lie,
we found
Jimmy.
Common
ground.
Yeah,
I know.
A little bit. I might join the force. And start shooting other people 14 times.
Hey, buddy, I can
give you my recruiter's number.
There we go,
He's
man.
A great guy.
We'll take you for a ride along one day.
There
maybe,
we go.
You can start out as a narc at my high school, and then we'll work your way up. Right.
I do hate high school kids.
Hey, go on back.
They make fun of me. They gave me the nickname Jimmy Holes with the nurses. Because
the bullets or because of.
No. It was a coincidentally. It was because of the bullet.
I don't know.
Yes, it was because of the bullet.
He's a new guy.
Jimmy Holes. No, that was my porn name. Yes,
new.
It's the 14 times
pretty,
I was shot by this guy.
Pretty mouthy about the cops there, aren't you? Hey.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would be too if they literally shot you in your mouth and you talk like this forever.
Okay.
It's, you know.
fair. Actually, let's go off to tasers because several police forces have actually started replacing guns with tasers. So, Garcia, isn't that a really good solution?
That disgusts me, honestly.
Really? Because think about it. Maybe we can let cops keep the violence, but we'll make your weapons less dangerous. Instead of sicking a German Shepherd on a victim, they can provide you with a Chihuahua with really sharp teeth. See, you could wear a mandatory glove, so if you need to punch someone, it's going to be softer.
Take that shit to Mexico. This isn't Taco Bell.
Yeah?
You know what I mean? Like, have you ever tried to tase a big guy?
Yeah.
They don't go down so easily.
Really?
They'll come right at you.
Oh, man. You know, but you just tase them more. Doesn't that feel better for you?
No. They'll keep coming. That's why I've never done it. I always shoot the big guys first. But I've heard they keep coming.
But in Mexico? The big Mexican guys?
No. Never been to Mexico. Never will go to Mexico.
Oh,
America.
Okay.
But honestly, if you can alter the weapons.
Wait, is Cancun Mexico?
Yeah.
I've been to Mexico.
But seriously, if you alter the weapons, then I guess people won't have an argument about using lethal force, right? So just make the weapons softer and then you could go, you know, all nuts on them.
And all that fear I created, what, just dissipates? I don't want that.
Yeah.
No, you want that fear, I'm telling you.
I mean, not
only with guns.
If you're a thief and there's a crime you can commit and you're like, worst comes to worst, I'll just get tased. I'm gonna fucking do that crime.
Yeah.
But if you get over there, you know, I'm gonna meet Garcia. And he's gonna put some holes in me.
Yeah.
He might not do that crime.
They'll never see Garcia right off a trip to Cancun.
Yeah. Hey.
He's still drunk. You know. One hand a spider bowl, one hand a gun, just shooting you.
I just love how
tequila.
I had no clue. What is it? Criminals weren't scared of tasers. I love that that doesn't threaten.
Not to sound like a total pussy, but being electrocuted until you pass out is still kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, it still sounds
tasers
unpleasant.
Have killed people.
Compared to 14 holes over here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the lesser of two evils. But like, getting kicked in the balls 7 times is better than getting kicked in the balls 8 times.
But when a taser kills somebody, they're already on their way out. You know what I mean? They had weak systems. Yeah. You know, like, they should be. If you can't handle a taser, then die.
Yeah, I think we should
don't
wait
get into crime even. Right. If you're that weak.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
We should all develop herd immunity to tasers, I think.
Yeah, I
see what you're saying.
Now you're speaking my language, my friend.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, James, just because I've now had a minute to really listen to, you've been shot 14 times by a cop. Why don't you think you deserve it? You seem like a bit of a whiner. Maybe you should look inside and honestly ask yourself this. Hey, like, have you thought about trying to have a personality that makes cops want to shoot you less?
No, because here's the thing. After I was shot once, I was done talking. Now, I don't think, call me an idealist, I don't think I should have been shot at all for dropping that candy wrapper. However, after the first bullet, I think I was pretty much done snacking for the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
I wasn't hungry anymore.
Well, tell me, have you ever littered since?
No, because to be able to
effective.
Do that...
It's effective.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true, but... I do have a colostomy bag that leaks all over the place.
Okay, but
so I would argue that's a little bit worse than a candy wrapper.
Now, has a colostomy bag been shot yet?
Well, not yet. But we're only a few minutes into the podcast, so who knows where we can go? Who knows where this goes from here?
Well, let's get into semantics then. You believe cops shouldn't use any force whatsoever.
Yeah.
What do you think they should do if their lives are at stake? Like if someone tries to shoot Garcia here or something, how are they going to be effective in those situations?
A, duck.
Yeah, okay.
B, Positive reinforcement. You ever think about that? You know? Oh, there's a fella selling crack over there. I guess I better go shoot him. God only knows how many times. I mean, if it's 14 times for a candy wrapper, I mean, that's got to be, it's got to be like 87 times for selling crack,
they said,
right?
20 and
they
up
always,
in the academy.
They always say 14 times for the candy wrapper, but they don't say what rapper it was Skittles Tropical. It's disgusting.
Wow. What, that's, they were out of the regular kind. The only thing that was left, I kind of like the sour Skittles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I kind of like the sour. And besides, if it's a fella selling crack, how about instead of shooting him, you what buy some crack? He's just trying to feed his family.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't get taught that.
Listen,
we pray for those people.
I'll take you around.
And then shoot them.
Yeah, yeah. Because, but let's be honest, are crack dealers really trying to feed their family?
I mean, you know, yeah, or buy more crack to give their family crack, and then they're not hungry. But either way, they're not going to be hungry.
You know,
whether they smoke their hunger away or eat it away. Is,
you know, if you want to, instead of selling crack, vote. That's what we were always taught.
Yeah, vote for a city council member that fires guys who shoot people 14 times for dropping candy wrappers. That's what that's who I'm voting for.
That's
next
time.
That's
a good medium. That's we found a middle now. That's
I don't true. Care if the guy skins live kittens in the next election, as long as he's against me getting shot 14 times. Yeah. That's who I'm voting for. Yeah.
I don't know. After hearing you speak, I think the only thing that's going to vote me off is the fact that I didn't kill you, because this guy's annoying.
My voice would sound less annoying if I could move the right side of my face. Yeah, I promise you.
You do have a point. I never heard him before this.
Well, out of curiosity.
I know. You didn't ask me any questions before you put 14 holes in me.
Shoot first, ask later. Remember that.
Yeah, but you couldn't ask me any questions because I was laying on the ground going,
the 14 does feel excessive.
Yeah. Okay.
A bit excessive, huh?
How many do you think would have been fair? Six?
I think zero. Zero. I dropped a goddamn
feels light.
I wish there was body cams back then. He was dying funny.
Yeah.
He was dying funny.
Well, I'm not supposed to laugh at that, man.
Yeah, when did the ambulance come? Did anyone call for him?
I mean, after I giggled for a little bit, I had to call it in.
Yeah, but, okay, got you. Yeah, good, yeah, good.
I still do my job.
I waved down an ambulance. It wasn't supposed to be funny. I wasn't doing a Charlie Chaplin thing. It wasn't slapstick. It was real. It was 100% real. I was slipping on my own blood.
Okay. And a Skittles wrapper.
And a goddamn Skittle wrapper. Like a banana peel.
I want to move on to one thing.
Although it did have banana flavored Skittles, and that was kind of gross. Like,
disgusting.
I am kind of with you on that one.
Now, in my profession of being as thorough as I possibly can, James, I interviewed your 8-year-old son. He told me...
What did that little liar have to say?
He told me that you have a history of spanking him when you disagree with his actions.
Wow.
Why are you judging this poor cop when you also dole out vigilante justice on weak 8-year-olds who don't do what you say?
Listen. Yeah, all right. You
You're
weren't
worse
there
than him.
No. Is my son dead? Does he have a colostomy bag? Does he have half a face? No. But then it's because spanking's not that bad. Besides, I wasn't on the clock. I do force out of a hobby.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, out of a hobby.
But isn't that criminal, hitting and attacking those weaker?
No, I think that spanking should still be allowed.
What about positive reinforcement?
Hey, well, look, that little bastard put Pop Rocks in my colostomy bag, all right? I go urinating and defecating, and the next thing I go, pop, 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 pop. I started having a flashback. I thought Garcia was back. I was like, son of a bitch, pop, 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 pop. He's shooting me in my colostomy bag. Oh. No, wait, that's just the Pop Rocks. I turn around, that little son of a bitch is laughing at me with a goddamn Blue Lives Matter shirt on. Oh, you're putting Pop Rocks in your old man's colostomy bag after I was shot, not 12, not 13, but 14 times by the cops with a goddamn Blue Lives Matter shirt on. No, your old man's lives matter. Your father's lives matter.
All I heard was your hobby is spanking kids.
Yeah.
What were you doing with that candy bar?
Yeah, right. What?
I ate the candy bar. It wasn't for a kid, I swear.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Did this go to trial?
No, it didn't. Oh. I actually had to interview the kid, and it dropped it. And it wasn't just that one time. He did it several times over that kid's life so far.
Oh,
just
no, I was talking about the 14 shootings.
Oh, no. Actually,
the spanking did not go to trial?
That one honestly didn't, but Garcia has went to trial several times.
Okay.
Now, Garcia, I noticed that you've been taken to court by several other victims, but you've escaped responsibility or justice because of the qualified immunity doctrine, which is a legal argument where cops get let off for police brutality if the court can't find a case with nearly identical facts on the record.
Coolest thing about shooting somebody is they give you a little vacation. That's when I went to Cancun.
So
blue coat of silence comes with a bottomless margarita cup.
But give me a sec here, just so I can explain this to listeners. Normal people can't use this qualified immunity doctrine, just government officials. So cops are allowed to violate people's rights in America as long as they violate them in a way nobody thought of before. There is significant criticism against the courts for allowing
this. I'm taking notes.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't teach you this? Okay.
You didn't learn this part.
Yeah, well, Officer Garcia, when you use your violence, do you keep this in mind to make sure it is slightly different when you punch them? Like maybe give them a noogie first before you taser someone for jaywalking?
I love noogies.
And, yeah, okay.
Personally, yeah, yeah. Right. But you
Wet
know.
Willy?
The biggest thing, the wet willies are fun.
Wet willies are good.
Dude, if you're fucking breaking into like a bathroom, give them a little swirly real
quick. Indian burns.
Nostalgia.
Funny.
But no, I don't think of any of that. Yeah, you know.
Really? Because you actually might be able to be caught if you do something identically to a past crime that a cop has done.
I guess you should switch it up a little bit, you know what I mean? So it doesn't like leave a trail of that sort. But usually the guys, you know, your people protect you. You know what I'm saying? Blue Lives Matter. They got your back.
The courts do too.
Yeah, the courts usually do. So you gotta really fuck up, you know. These body cams are really, you know, cramping my style.
They did tell us that, I think you can say you gave him a noogie after.
Well, okay, I'll go right back to, I think, what's been, I guess, Jimmy's whole point so far this podcast, but you've used violence 90% of the time when you've arrested someone. Maybe he's right. Isn't that a little liberal?
It feels a lot.
Yeah, you couldn't have needed to use it all those times.
If you call me a liberal ever again, I will fucking shoot you in the face.
Okay. Yeah, right. Sorry.
He hates liberals more than litterers.
Right. You do send people to jail, which in and of amongst itself seems like a pretty strong punishment. Do you like to add violence to your arrests because you think prisons are too soft?
I'm just preparing them for prisons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Get a little, because those places are, you think what I'm doing is bad, and just wait till you meet fucking Tyrone.
Yeah, okay. You
know? Yeah, and also the COs. The COs beat a lot of people. COs, that's it. If you ever want to step in, be a CO.
Next step?
Yeah, because that's kind of being like a cop back around like 5 points gangs in New York time. You know what I'm saying? You can just beat somebody up really and drag someone around, because they don't really have rights.
Yeah,
I didn't think about
want.
That. I fucked up. I should have been a CO, but anyways.
Yeah, okay.
It's even harder
to be
for
young again.
Prisoners to get on to podcasts with the cops who shoot them when they're in jail.
Prisoners don't have podcasts yet?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Attica! They should have podcasts.
That does feel ridiculous.
They should have podcasts.
That's human rights.
They should be rioting right now until somebody slaps them with a SoundCloud account. So
a cell's basically
Spotify.
A studio.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got good acoustics.
Yeah,
that's a good point, right?
They'll definitely put the hours in, too. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, what's that little room where they try to get a confession out of someone? That's particularly perfect for podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where they take a person off and it's good cop, bad cop. Yeah, they could do a podcast.
That should be the name of the podcast.
Yeah. Hey. Good call.
If I was in prison, I would get on TikTok and teach people how to make toilet wine. I would teach people how to do.
Maybe
like,
this is my move, fresh out of the academy, the first podcast cop podcast.
There you go. Become a CEO.
You want to do good cop, bad? I know I'm supposed to be judging you, but.
Get good ramen noodle recipes.
Or what if
become
we all
Gordon
the criminal
Ramsay ramen.
Too?
There we go. Let's become a crime syndicate.
Wait, do you make wine in your toilet? You know that's illegal.
Not on the outside.
Did you litter while you did it?
Yeah.
better not drop the old bottle in.
Shot again.
Yeah. No toilet shenanigans.
Actually, speaking about the violence, James, what about the healthcare system? In 2021, the U.S. healthcare system made $4.1 trillion. By allowing cops to use violence to apprehend criminals, they are continuing to help the U.S. healthcare system make money. How will the doctors be able to live comfortably without the good work violent cops put in for them to depend on?
A lot of the doctors were real fucking jerks to me. Yeah. When I was in a hospital.
Anti-doctors,
yes.
Too. Jeez.
Defund the hospitals.
Do you like anyone?
They called me Jimmy Holes.
The hospital.
They were, they called me a whining.
You need them.
Yeah, dude, they called me a whining pussy. And I'm like, I got shot 14 times, doc.
Okay.
You sound like a shitty podcast host when you say that.
So you don't want universal health care. You want no one to have health care.
That's pretty much.
That's a radical position.
I think guys with
shot 14 times, very radical.
I want people
very
patching me up whose hearts are in it for the patching and not the yacht or whatever these guys are doing it for. I want a Calamity Jane to come to my house, patch me up there.
Just wants to be liked.
Yeah.
Who likes you?
Actually, out of curiosity, Garcia, apparently you've never been fired or demoted despite injuring several people and going to court several times when you've hurt, you know, either rightfully or wrongfully people. There are rumors that the chief of police is a college buddy and that's why your actions keep getting swept under the carpet. Any truth to that?
I wouldn't say college buddy as best friend.
Oh, you know, okay. Okay.
Like, he's my boy, and absolutely that's had something to do with it, probably.
Wow. That's a good confession. Yeah. You just confessed into a podcast.
No, because I think, I fucked up.
That's going to be right there on the clip of the Netflix docs.
It's going to
be made
about this podcast.
I have a gun, and I'm going to edit that out.
Is that wrong, is my question.
What?
To be best friends with the guy who gets you off. Isn't that the whole point of... Well, I mean, yeah, it's expected, but yes, it's a crime. They didn't teach you that either?
Not at all.
Really? Yeah, if you get off due to...
I thought that was the whole point of being...
No, it's corrupt cops. That's absolutely a crime.
Being best friends isn't corrupt.
Okay, that's fair, but him getting you off because you're friends.
It's like bribery with your heart.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's
what kind of bullshit is this?
I thought that was the best part of joining.
It's just best friend stuff.
Yeah, they get to have friends,
he's not getting
you do deal.
Off.
You know, you scratch the back, scratch your... your back, you scratch mine is a crime?
Nah, yeah, I learned this from like a Sylvester Stallone movie and Robert De Niro. I think it was called Good Cop.
Everybody thinks it's like the movie.
That's like my podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. Most people in the movies get shot way less than 14 times. I mean, I can tell you it's not like the movies at all.
I'm learning a lot today. You want to learn something about Mr. Garcia?
Yeah.
Apparently, James here told me that he regularly likes to watch around his neighborhood screaming a famous monologue from Training Day. He apparently yells out over and over, "I'm the police, I run shit around here, you just live here, King Khan ain't got shit on me."
And then he throws in no littering at the end. He feels very strongly about Skittles.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. James,
fuck Skittles. Yeah. Accurate.
He's a big Reese's Pieces guy.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
James.
A little peanut butter and chocolate. Love
James, do you think movies are problematic and romanticize violence to police officers who join? Maybe your real issue should be with actors who portray cool cop violence like Denzel, Mel Gibson, and Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I think so. I think we should cancel all cop movies except for the ones where the cops don't shoot anyone and they only use positive reinforcement to get the jobs done.
Oh, like Cop and a Half.
Like Cop and a Half.
Yeah, Canine Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, certain ones. Whimsical, childy kids movies with cops would be fine.
That was a great era.
That's
what got me into copping.
Yeah. I think the cop movies should only be able to be made and produced now if they are directed by someone at BLM.
I think we're awesomely influenced by cop movies.
Yeah.
I don't think there'd be no cops if there was no cool cop movies.
I joined because of Cop and a Half.
Right.
So
yeah, I joined because
a child joins the police force, a 5-year-old.
So there you go. That means you might like your judge being an officer in your neighborhood if that happens.
No, not at all. The fact that this guy is sitting right next to me, who is horribly disfigured because of his friend here, and isn't batting an eye and does not seem freaked out at all by this, means I and he's just babbling about basketball and stuff.
I'm trying to be a neutral observer until I really decide, you know, which way to go.
Right. He's got cold dead eyes, man.
Yeah, it's a smile that does sort of read psychopath.
It freaks me out, man.
The options right now are good cop or fun cop.
I never thought of it that way. See, it's all how you spin it, really.
That's true. 14 holes filled with chuckles. That's what he sees when he looks at me.
Now, Officer Garcia, a study has shown that personal problems experienced by police officers may increase the likelihood of them engaging in excessive force.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Someone once stated that you shot at someone after you just saw a phone bill that you thought was too expensive.
What if you just shoot the people at Verizon?
Yeah.
I feel like they'll spike my price up. You know what I mean? Okay.
They already did.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Why
that's why I got mad. But
place.
If I just go start shooting them, then that's,
I mean, if there's
maybe they're the real criminals.
If there's people that deserve more than a dozen bullet holes in them, it's people at the phone company.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. There we are, finally.
But like, it's
I'm a bridge builder.
Like, I like to start at the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And take care of business there, because once you start going into these corporate places, that's above my pay grade.
I feel you.
It's hard to shoot up.
Oh, we get,
oligarch type people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you specialize in litterers.
You don't want to fuck with them.
Right. Get a little nervous around those college educated types.
Yeah, they might have got their masters and stuff. You don't want to mess
up any sons of bitches.
Actually, out of curiosity, Garcia, some people say that cops who beat up whomever they want have a God complex. Is that true? Do you feel like God, or are they over exaggerating it? How does beating up your enemies make you feel?
I'm a God-fearing man, and sometimes I look in the mirror, and I'm a little scared.
Good answer. All right, that makes sense.
I'll leave it at that.
All right, I'm gonna fire one more question over here to Jimmy, and then we're gonna go to cross-examination. So, Jimmy, now I think we can agree that violence definitely has a negative effect on the body of the victim, i.e., you. But the body of Garcia, come on, he looks ripped. Seems to be doing all aces. Tackling a foe is great cardio. You know, you use so much of your body in a beatdown. By having cops stop using force, are you trying to make our police force unfit? Why aren't you more concerned with their health?
I mean, yeah, I very much want them to be unfit.
Yeah,
because I don't want them to use force. Yeah. If they can still use force, I'd at least like them to be bad at it.
Okay, so you only want like fat cops? Or
that's
like,
right.
Or
I
like
want somebody who's too weighted down with the sugar foot to be able to run after a guy who drops a candy wrapper on the ground and put... I think I want him to see a candy wrapper fall on the ground and go, I should shoot that. Wait, no, I'm hungry. You know, like that's what I want that tubby bastard doing. I want him going and finding the source of the candy wrapper so he can stuff his fat, disgusting face instead of shooting me 14 times.
You're not the person the unfit cop is scared of, buddy. You would get away from a tubby hubby, whatever you called it. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I won't now. I can barely move now. I mean, you don't have to be fit at all. I mean, Helen Keller could probably have taken me now.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in my prime, before I was shot 14 times, I could have gotten away from a fat cop.
But yet again, you're being selfish and thinking to yourself, what about the health benefits of police officers, right? Because like even being healthy reduces depression, anxiety. So don't you want happier cops?
I do want happier cops. However... a true happiness comes from within. I think Buddha or like Matthew McConaughey or one of those guys said that.
Okay.
So Sylvester I think Stallone, if they just find it. Yeah, it was Sylvester Stallone. That's right. I knew it was one of those guys. And,
kindergarten cover. No, that was Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it was one of those guys. Happiness comes from within. Save Mars. It was something like that. It was from Total Recall.
If you did that little imitation when you were dropping the rapper, I kind of like that. I would have shot you 14. Maybe.
Right?
Live and learn.
Cops love hacky Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
Yeah, he's great.
Remember
he's
that,
great.
Kids. Really it can save your
he
life.
He did a lot of cop roles. Yeah. So I could see that.
Yeah, you just throw out a get to the chopper.
Yeah.
And they won't shoot you 14 times.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Do that one again.
I went through year five. Chopper. I went through my little Terminator phase where I'd be like, I'll be back. I love that.
Now, what is it? I'm going to move over to cross-examining questions. So going over to our judge here. First off, how do you like the debate so far, Skip?
I'm playing catch up, you know. A lot of this is new information.
It's a lot of information you're processing.
I thought I learned everything in the academy.
And here we go.
And high school, you know, high school being a narc.
Yeah.
And no, there's so much I didn't know, you know?
Do you have any questions for the debaters in order to catch up a little more and clarify?
I do. Jimmy 14 holes. My question.
It's Jimmy Holes, damn it. Although it is 14, so
it'll be 15 if you don't shut up. Yeah. Right. Jimmy 14 holes.
Thank you for only shooting me one more time.
That's
13 less times than
you
this
beat your
shot
own
me.
Kid. So, but
spanking.
This is one of those scenarios.
Spanking.
Do you think where, you know, you got shot 14 times for the Skittles,
sure,
but you got shot 0 times for beating your kid his entire life? So is it one of those, you caught me for the thing I didn't do, but the other thing I did, you know, like the guy who speeds and then he never gets caught, but one day he goes 1 mile over and he gets a ticket.
Right, right. Or like Al Capone going to prison for tax evasion instead of all the murders. That's what I was looking for.
So you get it. So do you deserve this ultimately?
I can only hope
under
that
God.
One day Garcia will be shot by a jealous ex-girlfriend for cheating as opposed to shooting me 14 times.
I don't think so, because I'm a good guy.
That's right.
You ever see that movie, what's that Denzel, another Denzel, great, where he's like protecting that little girl?
Oh, Man on Fire.
Man on Fire. Great movie. Yep. He tries to kill himself. The bullet jams up because that bullet wasn't meant for him. All 14 of those bullets were meant for you, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's so you go very, very Old Testament where God said it to Leviticus, shoot anyone you want 14 times, and if I want to, I'll jam the gun. If not, that guy's shooting.
That is in Leviticus.
According to Man on Fire.
It's biblical. Yeah.
The bullets were meant for you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it's
add your name on it.
If there's one thing I believe in, is it's everything that's written in a Harry Potter book from the desert thousands of years ago and any Denzel Washington movie from the early 2000s. So those are both great points. Both great points.
Oh, God. Okay, that's
you didn't answer my question about beating your kid.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Oh yeah.
You diverted to him cheating on his wife, which he's a cop, you know.
No, I would say that again, not a beating, smacking, totally different, totally different, different times. This was several weeks ago. It keeps him from growing up to do things that he shouldn't, right? If I spank him now, it keeps him from littering or doing something else small that could possibly get you shot in my neighborhood now that Gestapo Garcia over here is apparently putting 14 bullets in people for things that I don't even think are tickets.
I'm no judge, but he sounds guilty.
Yeah. This is good. All right. Does that count as an answer?
Sure. I mean, we'll take it as an answer. I'm taking notes over here, you know.
Yeah. What's do you have another question for him or for Garcia?
I think we'll go to Garcia.
Okay.
14 to me feels like too much.
You're young.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else you do on the force besides shooting people? Because they didn't teach us in academy just go around shooting people every day.
You know that bullshit.
There's community building. What type of community building do you?
Community building. No.
Okay.
Just I'll say this. I go to the local bars when I'm off the clock and I listen to the community. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of like, oh, I should shoot that guy.
Taiwan
you know what I mean? That's really like, oh, this is going to help the community. Yeah, that guy should be shot.
Okay.
That guy should be shot.
You can, who to shoot?
Yeah.
You can probably find out everything at a bar, actually.
Yeah, you go to a bar, you hear some things, you're like, all right, I got to go shoot.
And I do think that they did teach us that drinking at a bar off hours with the community helps build the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then you realize, you know, this guy is a pretty cool guy. When you see him, you can want this. You don't play with the gun sometimes.
Yeah.
Play with that. Yeah.
Wow. Good answer.
That's what I want. A drunken armed Gestapo keeping my neighborhood safe.
They did teach us, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does that satisfy you? Or do you have any more questions?
I think that satisfied me. What would be the idea? So you say no cop. You don't want any cops or hospitals?
It's not that I don't want cops. It's that I don't want them to be able to use force. I think they should use positive reinforcement.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe even things that I wouldn't even consider force. If the worst you could get from a cop was a noogie, all right, whatever, you know? I don't really consider that force, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
What if your hair looks good, though?
I mean, yeah, it's a little bit worse if you're not balding like I am, but hey.
But other than that, positive reinforcement. So, like, you drop the Skittles, and then they go, hey, cool Skittles or something.
They say, hey,
nice
you pick
hat.
Up you pick up that candy wrapper, I'll give you what? Another bag of Skittles.
Wow. Yeah.
And real Skittles, not that shitty tropical kind that has, like, bananas and coconut and cum and whatever else is in the tropical Skittles. It's really gross.
And you think that'll stop MS-13?
It'll stop MS-13, 14, 15, all the MSs. It'll stop multiple sclerosis. all of them.
Right. Would you ever do that, Garcia?
They beat you with your wheelchairs. You got to watch out for those guys.
Would you ever spend money on Skittles to give to people to convince them not to litter?
That doesn't sound like a cool cop movie.
No, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I might as well just quit.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
What I mean? And by the way, to answer your question too about community building, some cops in the force are community builders. If that's what you want to be, that's who you can be. I got your back. I'll look around while you're building community. You know what I'm saying?
So not everyone has the same role.
Right.
Nah.
Your role is shooting.
Yeah.
You're the bad cop.
I think my bullets are meant for good.
That's a fire answer.
Cop, good bullet does sound like a really good Liam Neeson movie.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
There's been a lot of movie talk on this podcast, hey?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's so closely associated.
But Mel Gibson would jump at this in a heartbeat. He would probably do it for free.
Yeah, I get
honestly.
Now, let's move on now to closing statements, and this time we'll start with Officer Garcia. What is your closing statement that you want to impart to your judge on why you believe that cops should use as much force as they want?
If you come to the community that I patrol, it's clean, it's safe, I walk around, people respect me, and you're going to be a cop. You don't want to, you know, you're going to be a cop one day.
But I mean, I'm a cop now.
You're a cop right now, but you're going to be a real cop one day.
I'm going to be a
real cop.
Because
all this little back and forth you're doing right now, that's newbie shit, all right? But one day,
oh, he's so cool.
You're gonna put a few bullets in somebody.
Okay.
And then the whole street, you're gonna know that day moving forward, that street's safe.
Yeah.
You know? And then you're going to move to the next street and put some more bullets in all. And you'll see, like, oh yeah, these bullets do help. Let's keep that in mind. That's my quote.
Wow, that was deep. Spoken like a guy with a true 12-year degree from high school.
That was spine-chilling.
Yeah.
Let's find out what yours is, Jimmy. Why do you think cops shouldn't use force at all? What is your final closing statement?
That guy Mahatma Gandhi once said, in a gentle way, you can shake the world. And this prick shot me 14 times.
Okay.
14. 14.
Yeah.
Not even once or twice.
Yeah.
Once or twice is a lot. When you hear somebody say, I got shot by the cops, you don't even hear it. You go, yeah, but what, like 3-4 times?
Do you know how impressive it is to shoot someone 14 times and they don't die?
Yeah.
That's more about the doctors than you. You can't take credit. It's not like you were like, oh, watch me miss all the internal organs except for the ones that an EMT can replace quickly. No. It was total accidental. It was God that saved me, not the devil here who shot me.
Oh, God. Wow. I'm not going to lie. Your opening statement or your closing statement sounded like your opening statement and your middle statements, actually.
Yes.
One statement, it's whining, bitching.
Yeah.
My statement. It said I was shot 14 times for littering. And if we keep letting cops do whatever the fuck they want, we will all be shot 14 times for littering. Nothing happened to him. He got a free trip to Cancun. He's on a podcast.
And a jet ski.
He's got it. He's being promoted to being in charge of this fella somehow.
Oh, God.
They're going to go on jet skis and shoot more people for littering. For the love of God, we have to do something.
Wait.
Otherwise, we're all going to be filled with bullet holes.
Wait, shooting someone on a jet ski? Now, that sounds like a cool movie.
Oh, my God. Him saying that should be my closing statement.
that
was creepy as
that?
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, Stallone, maybe? All right.
But wait, you didn't. But my judge, this isn't fair. My judge is his underling.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out if this was fair.
He was let go by his boss, who was this old college roommate or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to lose this podcast because you picked a judge who, I don't know, blew this guy in the bathroom before they came out of whatever they're doing.
You know, too many cops.
Now you're definitely going to lose.
Attacking the decision maker right before
that's
the
right.
decision.
That's right. That's right. Oh, you already said you were going on jet skis and shooting people.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect my decision.
I don't need it. No, this is.
I can be impartial and jet ski.
If all the jurors are high-fiving the defendant on their way into the booth to deliberate, we know which way it's going to go. I don't have to place bets on DraftKings, okay? We know which way
it's
going to
go. I can be impartial and high-five.
He just can't high-five.
Oh, my God.
He can't
jet ski and shoot.
Wow. This is the police chief brushing off my complaints all over again. Are you the police chief's son or some shit? Why did you even set this podcast up today? For Christ's sake.
It's really tough. Everyone knows Officer Garcia. No one wanted to come in here and judge, all right? Only Skip here, right?
Yeah,
so Skip was
come on.
The guy.
Oh, the last judge shot himself in the back 14 times.
I've been a
you have mysteriously disappeared. I'm not going to lie. I've had to now
Christ.
Not release the names of the judges before.
When I was
this
in junior
event.
High, I didn't like the cops.
Yeah.
Really?
They called me Skip the Crip.
Skip the Crip, huh?
The gang? I was...
Really? Well, they actually made me a Crip.
Yeah.
They made me
Crip. That did happen.
They made me Crip.
Anyway.
Except I can't do the Crip walk, can I?
Okay, yeah.
He kind of walks.
I do the Crip hobble. The Crip fucking wheel.
Yeah. So I think that counts as a closing statement.
Closing rant.
Yeah, something happened. So here it is. This is
all right.
I made my decision.
Well, that was quick. Great on. I'm happy to hear. Happy to hear.
Deliberation
first
is over.
First off, it didn't take too long.
I think it's an easy choice.
Did you took both those closing statements into account?
I took them all in. I processed them.
Okay.
I mentally jet skied through Cancun.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Awesome. Well, great. Then
am I going to lose this debate, I'm going to get shot, and he's going to get a free trip to Cancun. I can already see how this is going to go.
All I got to do is let this guy talk, and I think I won. Holy shit.
I mean, we need more tissues here for sure. All right, let's do this, Skippy. Tell me what you're thinking.
Jimmy 14 Holes had a great statement.
Yes.
When he brought up Mahatma Gandhi. Yeah, I spent a lot of time studying Gandhi. Love Gandhi. And then when Jimmy said that you compared Officer Garcia to Gandhi, you said he shook the world just like Gandhi. So I have to go with Officer Garcia because I love
Gandhi.
You missed the entire context of the Gandhi quote.
I was saying
he's the opposite of Gandhi.
I am like Gandhi. Yeah.
I cross signals on that, but decision already made.
The only way he's like Gandhi is he does weird shit with 14-year-olds.
That's the
only way he's like Gandhi.
He shook the world when he shot you, he said.
Okay.
You missed the quote.
Well, you know what, Jimmy?
I said gently you can shake. He didn't gently shoot me 14 times. Gently you can shake the world.
Jimmy, this stands. This is now means the cops should be able to use force. And
Christ,
no
this is why
this
guy never went to college.
Yeah,
he kept fucking up the quotes.
Okay.
History was all wrong. He thought Gandhi fought for the British. He thought he was one of those British guys with the funny white round
heads. Garcia, thank you so much for coming in.
You got it.
Yeah, Skip, that was great. All right, my name is Michael Harrison. To all our listeners, please find us on Patreon, on Instagram, on YouTube, and enjoy the rest of your lives.
Littering lives matter.